Exclusive: Emmy Pete announces appointment of woke extremist to historic city top culture role. By Peter Cattell on April 15, 2023. Cruel irony looms as woke extremist accused of racial statements and of campaigning against culture and history has been appointed to an important cultural position, prompting concern. Tom van den Driesch, an MEP for the Flemish Vlaams Belang Party, has derided the appointment of Delilah Hermans to a leadership position in the city of Bruges, describing the progressive activist and writer as a woke extremist who deals in blatant anti-white racism. Originally from Rwanda, Hermans has made a number of extremely provocative statements in the past, once claiming that whites have always been on the wrong side of history. Despite such a controversial background, Hermans has now been appointed to serve as the program coordinator for Bruges' attempt to become the cultural capital of Europe in 2030. Such a move has provoked outrage from multiple political parties in the Dutch-speaking region of Belgium, who have expressed shock that an activist who has previously shown contempt for various elements of Flemish culture would be put in charge of marketing it to those abroad. "She is known as a woke activist who wants to decolonize our society, topple statues, disdain our unique culture and transform our identity into so-called super-diversity," van den Driesch explained to Breitbart Europe regarding the situation. The MEP particularly emphasized one of the woke author's previous statements about white people, which he described as being blatantly racist. Speaking to the Belgian newspaper De Standaard in 2017, Hermans derided white people as always being on the wrong side of history, while Africans have managed to transcend. "Throughout history, the whites have always been on the wrong side," she said. "In almost every story, the whites brought death, destruction and misery, while the blacks always transcended their fate." Statements like these, in van den Driesch's eyes, make it unacceptable for Hermans to be put in charge of marketing Bruges culture. "Racism works in all directions," he said. "Therefore, by definition, she cannot be the person responsible for making Bruges the cultural capital of Europe. Woke does not represent us," he went on to say. "Woke does not belong in Bruges or anywhere else." Van den Driesch has now formally penned a letter to the Bruges City Council asking for the appointment to be revoked, with the document calling for Hermans' dismissal also being signed by elected MEPs from France, Germany, Italy and a number of other European nations. The view that the activist is unfit for the role also appears to be held by a number of other senior politicians in Belgium, with New Flemish Alliance party leader, Bart De Wever, also describing the appointment as unacceptable considering Hermans' views on white people. "If someone said something like that in this studio, that blacks were always on the wrong side of history, and so on, that person might not qualify for anything," he said during an interview on Tuesday. "Anyone who says something like that about white people is not suitable as a culture officer. If a white person would have said about blacks what Delilah Hermans said about whites, he would have to go to court," he went on to say, referencing hate speech legislation in place in Belgium. So far, Hermans has seemingly dismissed criticism of her appointments as hate comments, adding that she will not be intimidated by those describing her appointment to the position as unacceptable. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, @Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.